station here at CKUW on your FM dial. It's 95.9.
I feel like I'm doing my Halloween show. Hey, kids. Not quite as rousing as it usually is, huh? Don't worry. It's still Wednesday. It's still CKW 95.9 FM, and it's still the Twang Trust. I just left my theme song at home this week, that's all. What a guy, huh? Theme songless. No celebrity station IDs. That's okay. We got celebrities coming in. We've got... Unless they've turned to ice and walked into a wall and shattered into a million pieces, which is entirely possible, tonight we will be visited by Winnipeg's only rock and roll band. That's right, the Hazy Pilgrims are going to be coming on down to play for yous in honor of their big show this Saturday at the Academy Bar and Eatery. And it's a benefit, and it's Christmassy. And that's good because we have the 2006 edition of the Reed Family Christmas Spectacular on hand to be given away tonight as well. So lots of fun. Even if it doesn't sound like the normal bunch of fun yet. The normal bunch of fun it's going to start right about now. And don't worry, you can hum along with it. It's the Twang Trust, folks. On it.
Oh,
Oh, my goodness. When it all happens, it happens. Boy, the phone's ringing, and musicians are walking in the room, and songs are ending, and holy moly. Ah, welcome to the Twang Trust. This is the Twang Trust. Even if it didn't sound like it at the top of the show, well, it is now. That was the Drams from their debut record, Jubilee Drive. Most of these guys used to be known as Slobberbone, the mighty, mighty Slobberbone, I should add. That was Hum Along from the album. They're out touring with the Drive-By Truckers these days. Hey, how was your weekend? Did you go to that Barney Bentall thing? I hope you did. I hope you had fun. I didn't. I didn't go. I still had fun. I was out of town. And wow. It was very exciting. I went to a record store. They got a Cheapo's in Fargo now. Did you know? I'd never been there before, but they got a Cheapo's in Fargo, and I managed to find two CDs that are on the very top of my must find list. Yes, indeed. I couldn't believe I found two of them. I mean, it's getting to be a short list, and to have knocked off two in one crummy record store in Fargo, North Dakota, that was pretty amazing, I thought. Here's a song. We're going to hear something from both these records. And in fact, it's sort of three records. One is two records in one. We'll explain that momentarily. But do you remember Sister Double Happiness? Who, hands up, who remembers Sister Double Happiness? That's right, nobody. Do you remember Run Westy Run? Well, there's one guy in the back who's got his hand up. Well, you know Golden Smog, right? Okay, well, Golden Smog. There's a guy in Golden Smog. That's Minneapolis supergroup, right? His name's Craig Johnson. He used to be in a band called Run Westy Run way back. They played the Pyramid all the time back in the day. Or I guess it was the Spectrum. Or anyways. But he's got this thing out. He still does a solo thing in between Golden Smog projects. And I managed to catch him at the 400 Bar in Minneapolis. It was the night before the big Springsteen REM deal. And Bright Eyes was playing a club show. And this guy opened up. And he did a song that was just unbelievably awesome. And I'd been looking for this song ever since. And I finally came across this 7-song EP that he put out. His name's Craig Jarrett Johnson, self-titled. And this is actually a cover of a song by the band Sister Double Happiness, who I know nothing about, but apparently they're kind of cool. But anyways, and if they write songs like this, boy, they're really cool. And we're going to rock out to this right now. This is Golden Smogger, Craig Jarrett Johnson, from his 2003 EP that I guarantee you'll never find. Took me a while. This is a song called Freight Train. Oh, no, that's not it. It's this one.
Oh, I see Mo. Sometimes when I look in the mirror, I see Mo. I'm alone. And I've got friends, that's for sure. But Larry and Curly don't come around much anymore. I don't know what's wrong. Mo is dead and gone, but part of him lives on in me. And I see Mo.
Ooh, Guadalcanal Diary from their second album, Jamboree, and a little ditty called I See Mo. And there, I played that on a CD, finally. Wow. Their first two albums are available on one conveniently located CD. All you got to do is find one. And boy, if you're not in Grand Forks, well, you can't go to Grand Forks because I bought the only one they had. So I don't, or no, it's Fargo. Fargo, I got it in. So I don't know where you're going to find a copy of this, but it's well worth searching for. The first two Guadalcanal Diary albums. Who saw them at Les Rendezvous back in the day, huh? Anybody? Anybody? Was anybody there? I was. I still have my autographed poster. It's true. Yes, indeed. Something from the first album, Walking in the Shadow of the Big Man. Before that, we heard Watusi Rodeo, the big hit that Reverend Horton Heat redid in that Jim Carrey movie. Yeah, it's true. It's true. And at the very top of that set, Mr. Craig Jarrett Johnson. Yes, indeed. One-time member of Run Westy Run, a current member of Golden Smog, and possibly a fan of Texas punk band The Dicks. I'm not sure. But yeah, there's trivia. There's trivia. Ask me sometime. I'd go on about it, but we got business to do. We got a band in studio we're going to talk to and listen to very shortly. I came across them just about a year ago. Went to see the Hatcher Briggs kids about a year ago at Crescentwood Community Center. They do their yearly winter carnival thing there, and they're going to be doing it again this year, I understand, which is good news. Last year they only did one set. There's a band opened up for them who I didn't know who it was. They didn't even know who it was. They said it was like an area band. The community center thought, oh, let's give some local kids a shot. And it was like everybody was groaning. Oh no, they're going to be terrible. What's this all going to be about? So I show up anyways just in time to see them. And what do you know? They're awesome. They're awesome. And we got them here tonight. They're called the Hazy Pilgrims, but first we'll warm you up with a little something. We'll hear the headliners from that social night here right now, and then we'll chat with the Pilgrims.
Just before they came to tear the house down, when I give you this ring that I have found, that face so gray, you know I didn't mean no harm. Why was the boy who called this man to your arm? Who said screw your charm? Come on, come on, say that you rock me. Come on, come on, I'm coming to collect that. Come on, come on, the day's gone, night's coming on. Daddy drove you so far away, I didn't have no time to make good on that promise and make you mine. And I sent you a letter and I'm thinking that you threw it away. Said that I wasn't planning on it.
stop and have a look around at what I've got. Time is running out fast and I'm on a good card. So really don't mind hearing all about me. Look out, my mom, 103. And some on me more than yesterday. Not to me, come on, come on, come on. Say that you're rocking me. Come on, come on, I'm coming to the left now. Come on, come on, the disco that's coming on. Come and see collect now. Come on, come on. The day's gone, that's coming on.
The Six, technically that was the Six from the album Trying Must Count for Something, recorded live at Broadway's in the basement of the Hotel Fort Garry back in the day. Yes, indeed. David Briggs, Satin Sheets there, and Jeffrey Hatcher on Coming to Collect before that.